No use to sit and shout, I've been counted out. I can read the writing on the wall. You scratch me from the race, someone will take my place. You're still in there kicking, have a ball. When I started at the post, you thought I was the most. Each time you yell, I answered your call. But now our love is dead, I finished in the red. You're still in there kicking, have a ball. I wished I could have finished up a winner, walked in the winner's circle with you. And though I lost the race, I'm still a winner, 'cause I had the joy of loving you. If you need someone to run, or really not for fun, I'll be waiting at the same old stall. Until that lucky day, I'll stand around and gaze. You're still in there kicking, have a ball. In the winner's circle with you. And though I lost the race, I'm still a winner, 'cause I had the joy of loving you. If you need someone to run, for real and not for fun, I'll be waiting at the same old stall. Until that lucky day, I'll stand around and gaze. You're still in there kicking, have a ball. You're still in there kicking, have a ball.
After being gone for so long, I was wondering, what can I play to get back on track? Well, if this is not it, I don't know. This is just absolutely marvelous. One of the few records I bought in the time we were gone. How long has that been?
Too long.
Like 4 months or something. I forgot. Anyway, you may not have noticed.
Like, almost like 6 months.
This is terrible. No,
five or six months.
It's five.
5 months, yeah.
What have we been doing?
We're going to announce your record first before we get too caught up in everything else.
I think this is one of those records that doesn't even need a particular announcement. I'm going to do it anyway. How long have I been searching for this? Then it showed up and I had to get it. And it was even in Europe. I could imagine. Oh, my microphone's doing weird things again. I could imagine that this has been overlooked for a while because of the name of the band. This is such a marvelous song, and it's called "Have a Ball" by the Country Dudes, sung by Clay Allen. The Country Dudes. If you find that in a box, it's probably something you would not even consider looking at. I think it first came out on compilation on Country Hicks volume, I don't know, 7 or something. And that was like, when this came out, everybody was freaking out. And here it is.
So good.
On the Azalea label out of Dallas, Texas.
So glad you got that finally. Out of where?
Out of
Dallas, where? Texas.
The place you know very well.
I do know it very well. And that's one of the reasons we haven't done a show for a while, because my mom passed away. We talked about it on the show before. Mm-hmm. We actually tried doing a show. This is the first time we actually did a show, and then we decided not to put it out.
It was terrible.
It was too soon.
Yep.
I couldn't really get through talking. I was crying. Trying not to cry this show. But yeah, it's been a tough few months.
Yep.
And I've been traveling a lot since my mom passed, just to kind of deal with the grief. We went to Scotland.
Yes,
which was really awesome. It was Bearable's dream trip.
Well, it was one of those places that I think many people in Germany would like, oh, I'm going hiking in Scotland, which seems to be the most normal thing to do. But I was never there.
Me neither.
And so we
Ireland and England, but never Scotland. So
just overnight, we decided, let's just book a flight. And
we rented a car.
Yeah, and it was really, really nice.
It was really magical. It was something I really, really needed, and you as well.
Yeah, so. Completely far away from civilization. There was just sheep
by ourselves.
And peasants.
There was no one else around. It was really crazy.
Yes, it was great. There were stags. We were in a place that was that translates from Gaelic to the meadow of the stags. And it was just us and a bunch of deer. It was great.
It was great. And then I went to Portugal with my sister, where we actually got to spread some of my mom's ashes. And then, we actually made it to Stuttgart to finally, we've always wanted to go to this New Year's Eve Rockabilly Weekender, and we finally made it for that. And it was actually really great. Lots of great bands and great people. And I brought COVID back for New Year's.
Wonderful. it's something I'm...
One way to start the year.
May sound weird, but those rockabilly festivals or those weekenders, not really necessarily my thing. I don't know why. It's just... I don't like the crowd and this whole scene.
It was really nice. It was really small and
it wasn't that big.
And
it was actually really nice. It was really... people were all in a great mood and it was very nice and very respectful. And we had a lot of fun. Bands were great and... that was good. So these were one of the few things we did while we were gone.
So we've been busy. And we've also been busy trying to start up a new business, because we're going to be closing our restaurant in September. Mm-hmm. So it's been a lot happening. That's why we haven't done a show. And then I'm going to Texas again in 2 weeks for the last time. I don't plan on going back, so we got to find another way
to get
our records, because my mom isn't going to be able to do it anymore,
obviously.
That is an
actual problem for the
future.
And
my sister says, no way, that's too much work for her to deal with.
So you're going to come back with a bunch of records that we bought during the time, and after that we need to somehow figure out a plan.
If any of our friends out there in USA would like to collect records for us and send them to us once a year, every 6 months.
Awesome.
Anyway. But so here we are back with Galigasha G. What was it, number 54,
I think, was it? 54, I'm not sure. I think 54.
And it's been a while, and hopefully we can keep going. Yep. We'll see how things go. And so because of my last few months, there's been too many teardrops.
Indeed.
And so that's why I'm going to play Bobby Hart, Too Many Teardrops.
There you go.
You made me cry. Too many teardrops.
Oh yeah.
Just the one smile from you, and you know I'm gone. You really know what to do, child, to turn me on.
Turn me on.
You're trying to make me forget how. But it's too late, I've already cried. Too many teardrops. It didn't matter.
Now you leave it. What's the reason?
You made me cry.
Too many teardrops.
Too many teardrops. Too many times.
little baby. Oh, yes, you broke my heart in two. I'm not gonna fake on you. Oh, well, I don't care what you're gonna do. You're gonna be here twice as good as me, as me. Oh, yeah. Well, well, baby. Never fall again. I know this is the end. Why couldn't things have turned out right? We could be together this very night. With you, oh yeah.
Now let's go one time.
A good things have turned out right. We could be together this very night. Oh, with you, oh yeah. You broke my heart, little baby. Oh, I'm sorry for you, baby.
Oh, honey, you done broke my heart. Woo. I don't want you around no more. Just go and leave me alone.
Yeah, 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 yeah. All right.
Man, this fades forever. Still going. That's a cute little rock and roll
tune.
Where
did you get that record? Where did that come from?
I will tell you what. I don't even know.
Why
I wanted this
that?
Record until it came in the mail yesterday. I just wanted to announce before that what I'm going to do today, because I wasn't actually collecting records these days. I got just a handful of records. I'm going to play a bunch of flip side of records that I have
flip
played
it
before.
Over.
But not this one. For some reason, one of us must have put this on the once list and it showed up last week and you bought it for me. And I was so happy. I came home yesterday and there's something on the table for you. And I was very happy about that. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Very much. This is on the cute little looking Kappa record label.
It is cute.
Jackie O'Neill and the Rebel Rockers. You broke my heart. What a nice little rock and roll tune. And that's the Kappa label. It was from Alabama. I think they put out a lot of teeners and stuff. And this is pretty fantastic. I think the other side's
we're
also...
We're seeing Elvis and...
It was like Elvis C and like Elvis meets Buddy Holly
Buddy
and
Holly,
some
yeah.
pickups. Yeah, it was nice. Not sure, no idea who Jackie O'Neill is, but yeah, that's a good record.
So you're going to play a lot of flips, hopefully no flops.
I'm going to play a lot of flips. I mean, often I get a, like we all do, I get a 45 just for one side because I love it so much. And then I kind of ignore the other side, which
we just pulled out one that actually is a double-sider. So maybe you can flip and flop.
Yes, that's true.
Nice.
But anyway.
Yeah, I think.
What have you got?
I think the ones I have lined up are, a lot of them are going to be dedications kind of to my mom. I'm
which
not going to dedicate them to my mom every time, but that's just so you get the general idea of what my set is. Mm-hmm. It might be a little bit more, a lot of slower, sadder ones maybe. I'm going to try. But then Bearable is going to pick us up and play the more upbeat.
I'm not sure about that yet.
Hopefully happier notes, like he's been doing for me the last few months. I've been sad and he's been the one to pick me up and play the happier, make me happy. So
I do that just for the records.
That's why you got new records.
No.
But yeah. Anyway, this one is Tea Tommy, Come Sweet Chariot.
Tea Tommy. So, why doesn't he have a first?
On the Mercury label.
Why doesn't he have a second name? Doesn't even have a first name. He has a second name as a first name. It's a good version, though.
Yeah. Tea Tommy. Hmm. It's true.
Let's see what that sounds like.
You gotta come, sweet chariot, come, sweet chariot, come, sweet chariot, come and fetch me. You gotta come, sweet chariot, come, sweet chariot, my Lord, I'm longing to see. Come, sweet chariot, and take me away. Take me up to heaven for the judgment day. My soul is weary, got a heavy heart. If I stay here long, it's gonna tear me apart. You gotta come, sweet chariot, come, sweet chariot, come, sweet chariot, come and fetch me. You gotta come, sweet chariot, come, sweet chariot, my Lord, I'm longing to see. Come, sweet chariot, and do make it soon. Long to hear the angels sing a heavenly tune. I laid down the worries, rid myself of cares. How my feet are longing for those golden stairs. You gotta come, sweet chariot, come, sweet chariot, come, sweet chariot, come and fetch me. You gotta come, sweet chariot, come, sweet chariot, my Lord, I'm longing to see. Come, sweet chariot, my debts are all paid. You can't go too fast for me, cause I ain't afraid. I cross over Jordan, wash away my sin. I made my peace with God, St. Peter, please let me in. You gotta come, sweet chariot, come, sweet chariot, come, sweet chariot, come and fetch me. You gotta come, sweet chariot, come, sweet chariot, my Lord, I'm longing to see.
Oh, well, tell me you love me. Won't you tell me that you care? If you ever need me, you know I'll be there.
Crackly, but pretty nice. Two popcorn tunes there.
You're supposed to pick it up, not bring us down. I'm just kidding.
Whoa. I told you.
Pressure's off.
Just wait and see. That was Jeannie Allen. Maybe she's related to Clay Allen, who was the singer of the Country Dudes.
Maybe they're kissing cousins.
Maybe they were having a ball together.
Whoa.
It's a good double side. The other side's called Nobody to Love Me, which goes together nicely with I Really Love You, which you just heard. And that's also what is weird. That's on Mala Records. And the center hole is weirdly stamped out. The vinyl is thinner at the center hole. It's a very odd looking pressing. I don't know what's the deal with this.
That's scratched up.
And it's beat up. Hammered to death. But yeah, you're used to that, aren't you?
Yes, that is definitely a trademark of our show.
Oh, yes. Sometimes people ask about records. Like, I have the feeling that people don't really realize in what bad condition these records are. Because, you know, talking to collectors or something is like, what, you would buy a G? Like, sure, no problem with that.
I'd rather have that than nothing. Because I can't afford the, most of the times.
So this is not a rare item, but...
This one's also, maybe I should have actually cleaned this. I don't know, we'll see. It's also really scratchy.
It sounds better than it looks. This looks terrible, but sounds great.
Yeah, this is on the Ridge Records Incorporation label. Sorrow at Sunset, the Neutrons.
The Neutrons.
Neutrons.
That's very physical. I know nothing about atoms and nucleuses.
Yes, you do. You know all about that stuff. You're always trying to tell me about it.
I'm kind of interested in these kind of things.
He loves to watch science channels and tell me all about it.
Oh, yes, I do. I really do.
All right. Well, this is a different kind of science, I guess.
Let's see.
Sorrow at Sunset. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As I sit here watching the sun go down, knowing my baby is out running round, the fall. As my eyes grew tired while driving around, I knew my baby was nowhere in town. So I'll go back home and dream of what might have been a perfect love I thought had no end. Now each night I sit here watching the sun. I'll think of her living and
man to the heat. That they وقتی تو با میرسی آرزو مرگ خدایی
Now that should be a surprise. I am in no way an expert in anything internationally recorded in the 60s. That was good stuff, but I know nothing about it.
Oh, it's an EP. I guess I had a lot longer to go.
No. That's an EP. This is the first and might ever be the only record I bought out of Iran.
And how did you discover? How did you read it? How could you find out what it
the
is?
The thing is, we were at work with a co-worker and we thought, well, what are we here today? Let's put on whatever, somewhere in Mixcloud or somewhere. Somebody uploaded a Persian Garage 60s sampler and I thought, yeah, let's play this. And there was stuff that was like, oh, interesting, but not really knocked me out. And then came this. What is that? I need that. And it's good because it was actually transcribed into something typable for me. And then I found this 45 after a while. And I was like, ooh, I guess I gotta buy this thing. So yeah, that was possible in Iran long before the stupid Islamic revolution. And that was 1968. Mohad Jamin is probably I butchered that pronouncing it Raks Raks Raks, which translates to dance dance dance. The thing is, it's a 4-track EP and all tracks are good. I think this is my favorite, but the other three are just, they're great.
Yeah, throw one in every once in a while.
I could throw one in every once in a while. So yeah. So
that's not a flippy. There's said you're going to play flips on the show. You're playing all these new records.
Well, the few that I bought. but yeah, this is something really interesting. I had no idea about, and yeah, I can't read it. But it's good that, you know, in times of Discogs, nice, these things were transcribed, so I can read it. The other things, the one reason why I didn't play any of the other songs is because I would have to pronounce it somehow. I'm happy I remember the name of the artist. And it comes in a picture sleeve. I don't have the picture sleeve, which seems to be much rarer. The record is rare, but the picture sleeve is even rarer. And I got it with a photocopy, which is also cute. It looks good. Three nice. Cool cats on there.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to bluegrass it up a little bit.
Blue, yeah. Paint the grass blue.
Yeah, I'm going to play an instrumental, which I never do. Mm-hmm. So, but this is really nice.
This is a really good version. This is really good.
This is The Seldom Seen, the Rebel label, Joshua.
The Seldom Seen. When I see this record, if it wasn't on the Rebel label, I would have thought this probably some 60s psych or something, The Seldom Seen. But no, it's an amazing instrumental version of Joshua Fit the Battle. It's really good.
Yeah.
Also, great sound. Wonderful. Let's hear it.
Thank you. ain't demeaning anymore. You're the one that I love so. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I'm never gonna let you go. Eeny, meeny, miny, eeny, meeny, miny, eeny, meeny, miny, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You're the prettiest girl I know. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Remember I told you so. Eeny, meeny, miny, eeny, meeny, miny, eeny, meeny, miny, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You're the prettiest girl I know. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I'm never gonna let you go. Eeny, meeny, miny, eeny, meeny, miny, eeny, meeny, miny, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Well, I guess songwriting is totally overrated. This is kind of great, kind of stupid. I like this. I got it for The Other Side. I played you this before. No Use Knocking on My Door. A song that I love by Lainey Walker on the Beautiful Blue Hen label. Wasn't that like Harrington, Delaware? And the house that also gave us the great records of Jimmy Staton, which I will probably never see in real. But this is the, I don't know which was the plug side, but... No Use Knocking on My Door is fantastic, and Eeny, Miny, Mo, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo sounds great, but it's just really stupid. It's got that great primitive sound. I love the sound of this thing. So, yeah.
And how did you get this record?
Somebody sold it to me for very little money, and then 10 minutes later he wrote me back. I made a mistake pricing this thing. I think it was a. I thought it was a repro. And then he wrote again. Well, lucky you. And then I thought, well,
which is
lucky.
Nice, because we've had this happen before where people make that mistake, yes, and like then tell us, well, no, someone's offered me this. They already accepted our offer. And then say, well, no, someone else offered me more. I'm like, well, you can accept it.
Yeah. But
that was nice that someone actually was like, that was my mistake.
Congratulations.
So, there you go.
For the price of a repro.
Sometimes
pretty
you
nice.
Get lucky.
Yes, sometimes I do.
Next one I got is a little country ditty.
Country ditty.
On the Mellow Tone Records.
Is that a mellow record?
No.
Mellow Tone. I'm pretty sure the owner was named Mel.
Okay, this one is also for my mom. But this is kind of a stupid reason to play for my mom. But in Waxahachie, Texas, there was this officer named Officer Jim. And we'd all been arrested by him, mm-hmm. the whole family,
for
except for
what?
My sister.
For what? Please?
My mom was the first one. She was in a car accident, but didn't have auto insurance. So that was against the law and had to go to jail.
Damn it.
And then I went to jail. When I go to jail, I got put in the back of a police car because I got in a fight behind the movie theater and the ice cream parlor.
What was the fight all about?
It was stupid.
And who won most of all?
Well, I think I had more hair in my fist when I got home than the other girl.
A real bitch fight.
And so but the funny thing was this guy, this officer, that's what happens in a small town. This officer brought me home, and then my mom answered the door and was like, oh, I should have known this is your daughter. And my mom was like, fuck you, whatever. And so, and then later on, my little brother got arrested and, you know, was brought home to my mom. And the officer says, well, I should have known it was your other kid.
You were
whatever.
The trouble family of the
But world. My brother was worse. He's the one, he tried to set the police station on fire. So.
Ooh, that's nice.
I think he was like 10 or 11 or something. Oh, I don't know.
That's a young age for doing these things.
Or maybe he's older. I don't really remember. But yeah. Yeah, so that's this song is Dirty Jim Blues.
But what does it have to do?
It doesn't
with
have anything. I just the name Jim and the story kind of popped in my head with Officer Jim, so I figured.
Was it Officer Jim actually?
Yes,
oh well, then okay, Dirty Jim. Don't put him in jail.
But I don't think it has anything to do with the any of that stuff. So anyway, this is by Tex Cherry, Dirty Jim Blues. I just thought it was a cute, funny story.
And the band with Jim Ross. That's what it says.
Juvenile family, juvenile delinquent family.
Troublemakers, you. Let's hear it.
Good evening, neighbors. Welcome to the late... I haven't had my coffee yet. Here's Tex Cherry singing the Dirty Jim Blues.
Now listen, everybody got a story to tell. It's all about a fella that you all know well. He ain't too fat and he ain't too slim, and everybody calls him old Dirty Jim. I got the Dirty Jim Blues. I got the Dirty Jim Blues. Well, Jim's got a smile that'll stretch for a mile, but I got the Dirty Jim Blues.
Ernie Hunter, that old fiddle man. Oh, yeah. Now, ladies, you say you're bothered with dandruff. You say every time you run a comb through your hair, it looks like a big snowstorm. Tell you what I'm gonna do just
now. Back a few years, not long ago, in the city of the angels, everyone knows two girls were born and a boy named Jim. Well, they didn't know if he'd sink or swim. Well, swim he did, and he got on top. And he's gonna be a hard one to stop. He likes loud clothes and a big old cart. He's a big city boy with a country heart. Herb Remington is still guitar.
Now you talk about cars, they're practically giving them away down here. Trade in your roller skates, they'll give you $500. That's $500 for your wife too, brother.
Now Jim, don't go for that caviar. No ritzy foods, not before. Catfish, corn pong, and black-eyed peas. Pass the hominy grits and the chitlins, please. Well, he left California for a Texas way. Landed in Houston and decided to stay. He got a TV show and his show ain't dull. His own channel of living with the fine gold. Now listen to me, boy.
Now you say you got a lost dog, lady. Well, that dog wouldn't be lost if he owned real estate. Buy that dog a lot. Buy him a real...
Before I sing anymore and your channels get crossed, the man I mean is Dirty Jim Ross. 6 nights a week from 10 to 2 on KGUL, he'll grin at you. He'll sell you a car or a piece of land. Find you a girl or get you a man. Find your lost dog so you won't be blue. And if your mother-in-law's gone, he'll find her too. I got the Dirty Jim Blues.
Is that a close-up?
I got the Dirty Jim Blues.
My aunt?
Well, Jim's got a smile and a stretch for a mile, but I got the Dirty Jim Blues, and here's that man I've been singing about.
Now listen, Lucille, if you want a good deal, tell him Dirty Jim sent you.
I got the Dirty Jim Blues.
Tobacco, the best of me. Yeah, the gun, take a honey. Tobacco, the best of me. Well, I said the woman gone, I'm a lonesome as can be. Well, hell, you gotta make a honey, the lonesome as I can be. Yeah, the gun, take a honey, the lonesome as I can be. Well, the gun, take a honey, tobacco, the best of me. Thank you.
Yeah. I know it's hammered. But it's slightly less hammered than the other side. A truly rare record that I didn't play too long ago for the other side, which I got it for. That was Cotton Pickin' Heartache by Sonny Freeze on the guitar label out of Illinois. And I bought it for Cuckoo Baby, which is by Bobby Smith and Sonny Freeze. The other side is just Sonny Freeze, and it looks terrible. I would probably call it a G-. I don't care.
Didn't it
fantastic.
Say VG+ or something like that?
No.
In the description you just read?
No, that's not. That's
oh, it's the record. Okay.
No, it's a G-. It sounds like a G-. And still, I absolutely love it. The totally reverby sound. Absolutely unusual record. But great piano rocker. I like that a lot.
He likes it a lot.
I do.
Excellent. Why is it called piano rocker when there's a piano rocker on the guitar label?
I wonder, actually. I mean, there was a guitar break, but I think the piano was most prominent on this one.
All right. Well, I just realized we're kind of running out of time.
We tell too many stories.
We haven't even talked that much, I don't think. But
did
anyway.
We? I think people mostly, the few comments we get on our...
We talk too much.
That's basically what people say. Like, yeah, I heard your podcast. It's you talk quite a lot. So play it,
This one's on the TikTok label. Trip to Mexico by Del Dark.
You think this is a hit on TikTok these days?
Oh, God damn.
Which is a place where I've never been to in my whole life.
I went for my first time to Mexico with my mom when I was like 7, I think, years old with her best friend, Sandy, who's also passed away. Actually, the day I moved to Europe, she passed away. So now they're together. Hopefully, they're enjoying themselves, partying like
they have a lot of fun up there.
They did like they did in Mexico when we were kids.
I'm always due to go across the border, but money has kept me from my goal. At night, my dreams bring me stories of señoritas that love you by the score. Sometimes my dreams take me dancing on patios with flowers on the lawn. Fighters and bulls adorn circles, and music played is played from the shore. I'm gonna set my boots and my saddle and take a trip to Mexico, where I'll woo the pretty señoritas while dancing on the patio.
the best quality record we played all day.
Possible.
It was
possible.
Really loud and clear.
Yeah, that was a big pressing. One of those, I don't know if I should say unusual. It doesn't have that sun sound. It's some amazing sun R&B rock and roll record. The Jester's Cadillac Man. Not rare at all, but absolutely fantastic. The other side is My Babe. I prefer Cadillac Man. This is great.
It's good.
Amazing. And it's one of the few Sun 45s I have that actually sound big and loud and strong.
It's
and
really big and loud. Well, maybe it's just compared to all the other ones we play that are also low and
I have
G.
another Sun 45 for you after what you play.
Now. Oh, really? Okay. This one is Music Making Mama from Memphis. And my mom wasn't music making at all, but she made a lot of, she made almost everything else. She was a sewer, she was a knitter, and things like that. But this is more dedicated to the years we lived in Memphis when I was a kid. We actually lived in Memphis, and I think I was like 5-6 years old. And the one memory I have is roller skating in the parking lot of the apartment complex, and I fell under a car.
Ooh, like a driving car?
It wasn't
car?
Driving, it was parked. Oh. But I hit my head so bad, and like they ran me to, my mom came out with clean laundry and had to wrap my head in all this laundry because it was blood everywhere. Whoa. And ended up going into the hospital. And I think that's what happened with my head. I can blame that, maybe. Anyway.
You got all the stories about it. Then I went to jail. Then I went to hospital. What's coming
sister.
Next?
Then my I think you always remember the bad things, right? The good things, like anyway. Or maybe there was no good times. No, there were. But my sister, I remember, like, I had my head wrapped in white bandages. My sister was kept calling me. I looked like an Indian.
Turban.
And yeah, so anyway, this was Music Making Mama by Hank Snow on the RCA label.
Listen to a story about a gal I know. She's my music making mama. I'm a hillbilly bull. She's sweeter than the music when she tickles the strings. Sweeter than the flowers down in New Orleans. She's my music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. She'll play a little rhythm, do the boogie upright, a Tennessee polka, maybe blues in the night. Everybody travels from near and far to hear her when she picks it on that old guitar. My music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. You can hear in the evening when the sun sinks low, singing and a-picking on that old banjo. You want to jive when the words roll out of my mouth. Everybody's calling her the queen of the south. She's my fiddle-playing mama from Memphis, Tennessee. You gotta start dancing when she gets in the groove. Picks the big bass fiddle or yodels the blues. Plays the downbeat, offbeat, and the old beat. A breakdown, a hold down, a does it up neat. She's my bass picking baby from Memphis, Tennessee. My baby is a-coming to town. All the jive-jumping jitterbugs together around. They keep a-yelling to my queenie, now honey, let's go. My baby starts picking and a-picking down low. My music-making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. Boogie upright, a Tennessee polka, maybe blues in the night. Everybody travels from near and far to hear her when she picks it on that old guitar. My music maker mama from Memphis, Tennessee.
Baby, please don't go. You know I love you so. Baby, please don't go.
absolutely essential record, isn't it?
Please Don't Go.
Of all the 5,000 versions of Baby Please Don't Go, this is by far
That's really good.
My best. I really like this one. And also, I mean, the whole construction of the song is just fantastic. Billy Lee Riley, of course, on this 45, saying just Billy Riley and the Little Green Man. I particularly like that there comes a sax break and you would expect dum 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 and goes back to the to the verse, but no, Roland James comes around the corner and plays a guitar break. It's amazing. It's great.
Excellent.
Absolute sound classic.
So then I'm going down the road to the grave.
Oh, what a dramatic
drama!
What a whiny teenager.
By Tony Casanova on the Crest label. Everyone knows this one.
This is kind of a popular record, although it has the potential to get
annoying.
On people's nerves.
Yeah, that's why I play it, just to annoy Bearable, actually, because he doesn't like it.
I like it. No, I like it too, but it's just, I'm fascinated that some
Oh, you
records,
like it? Then I'm not going to play it anymore.
No. I'm fascinated by those records that are... You could call them like, oh my God, who is this absolute, oh my God, loser. But these records become, in a way, popular, and I like it too, so it's weird.
All right. Well, that makes not much fun anymore to listen to.
What? Okay, well, it's terrible, so play it.
Can really Even when you talk to me. And baby, when you smile, all the world at the same time is brighter than ever can be. Yeah, yeah, I wanna be a man. Yeah, a man that can really, really understand. Oh, so let me say once again, no, no, I'm not just a friend. My love is true. Yeah, yeah. Oh baby, let me say now, my love is true. Yeah. Oh, yeah, one time, honey, I'm in you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I mean, how can you not believe this man? This is one of those records that people may or may not hate or love. It's fantastic. This is William the Wild One, who did his amazing Willie the Wild One, a Garage Monster, on the Festival label. And I'm not sure how many people are interested in the flip side, My Love is True, which was obviously the title. I think his real name was Billy Berry. It's great. I think these kind of went together
well.
Yeah,
it was very dramatic. Yes. Very much dramatic action going on.
baby.
Yeah.
I think we're running out of time.
I have two more. This next one is just because of the title. I'm afraid to go home. Because actually I am, because this is going to be my last trip to Texas.
You never know.
Getting a little teary-eyed.
No.
But because it's not really my home anymore. It seems like, because my mom's gone. And the only reason it was home is because my mom was there.
Yep.
So she's not there, so it's not really home anymore. And this has been my home I realized it's almost 20 years I lived here, so it's more my home than Texas is, but it was always home because mom was there.
Oh, yeah, we're broadcasting and my from sister, Germany, by the way.
Yeah, Leipzig, Germany. And my sister's there, but like she wants to just meet me all over the world. She really likes traveling, and it's nice for me because I go meet her in different places and she pays for most of it or majority of it. So I'm able to do that. And we want to take my mom's ashes and spread them around all of our trips.
Which is a great idea.
So yeah, this is my last time going home. We're having the memorial and we're going to try and have a good time and celebrate her life and not her death. So
exactly. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to have this one, and then I'm going to play one. It's kind of a dumb one, but it has my mom's name, Cheryl, and it says Cheryl's going home. So that's...
And I have to find something I play in between. I don't know yet.
So this one, I'm Afraid to Go Home by Brian Hyland.
Brian Hyland. Yes. He of Sealed with a Kiss. And once you hear it, you realize, oh yeah, it totally sounds like Sealed with a Kiss. And
the ABC Paramount label.
It goes together with the last two records pretty well because it's one of those things like, you don't seriously play Brian Hyland, do you? What's next?
Yeah.
Johnny Tillotson and Pat Boone. But somehow it's cute.
It's cute.
I like it too. So here we go.
I'm afraid to go home. Worries on my mind. Afraid of what I'll find. Will my family be gone? I'm afraid to go home. Back to Tennessee. Afraid of what I'll see. As I walk down this dusty road, got a heart with a heavy load. Ain't a thing that's the same. So much sorrow, pain. Heading home in a single file. Every inch is a quarter mile. Ain't heard nobody sing. Ain't seen one little thing. Someone's waiting for me, honey, sweet as can be. Wanna hold her tight, Lord, make her be alright. Maybe round the next bend, all the ashes will end.
valleys will be green instead of what I've seen. I'm afraid for the scrubby pine, all the sweet honeysuckle vine. I'm afraid for my home, for the fields that I roam. Kick along down a homeward road, and your heart's gotta take a load. I'm afraid to go home, I'm afraid to go home. Sherman's been in my town, burned it off the ground. Now there's not a tree between Memphis and the sea. Now there's not a tree between Memphis and the sea.
Time, it's sleepy time for me though. There's no sleepy time.
Sleepy time.
At night I just go to bed, then I cover up my head, try to think of something new.
Sleepy time.
Seems no matter how I try, yes, by and by my thoughts keep a drifting back to you.
Sleepy time.
Oh, sleepy time for me, it's true.
Sleepy time. Sleepy time.
Turn and toss all night long. Then it's finally dawn. Another night has come and gone.
Sleepy time.
Yeah. It's just the same. Thoughts drive me insane. Every night's the same.
Sleepy time.
Sleepy time, it's all in vain.
Sleepy time. Sleepy time.
Sleepy time. Turn all night long.
Yeah, so that's my way to get out of here. Play a song called Sleepy Time. That was almost it of Kaliga Shoji, the long-awaited episode. Did you wait for it? Did you?
No one did. Look, why you been gone for so long?
This guy was Rennie Waters. Actually, a double-sider. It's pretty good. Sleepy Time on the Golden Ring label, distributed by Soma Record Company, Minneapolis.
Minneapolis?
Indeed.
Well, I'm not going to Minneapolis. I'm going to Seattle, though. I'm going to break up my little trip home.
You need to
Seattle to see some of my best friends. My friends coming from Canada as well. So it's going to be a really nice reunion because it'll probably be the last time we'll see each other for a really long time. So
they got to come here also.
Hopefully, yeah. So then the last record, it's not something we would normally play, but this is, like I said, most songs I get my mom this time. So if you don't want to listen, you don't have to. I'm playing it for me and my mom. So
it's our show. We do that just for ourselves.
This is Bob Lind. Cheryl is going home.
It's British, I guess.
I was crying the whole time in between listening to the last song.
Yeah, she did.
So this is the Fontana label. And thanks for listening. And hopefully I'm going to bring back our last batch of records from the last
One more thing you need to tell me about this record is, I mean, it says Bob Lind, Cheryl's Going Home, and it comes in a picture sleeve, and it says big and fat and pink on there, Elusive Butterfly. But it doesn't even mention that on the 45. So what is Elusive Butterfly? Is that, I don't know.
My mom's Elusive Butterfly.
Is she?
No, she's my Rainbows.
Yep.
And her name is Cheryl Sue, and she hates her middle name, so I'm going to piss her off somewhere, wherever.
So mean.
All right. Okay. Cheryl's going home.
And so do we. See you later.
Ciao.
The thunder cracks against the night.
The dark explodes with yellow light. The railroad sign is flashing bright. The people stare, but I don't care. My flesh is cold against my bone, and Cheryl's going home. Come hear me shouting through the rain. Is there a way to stop the train? I've got some reasons to explain about the way I was today. The whistle moans and I'm alone, and Cheryl's going home. Santa wrote the special down the line. I'm running desperately behind. There's only one thing on my mind. The rain and tears are in my eyes. The things I have to say will not be known, and Sheriff going home. And Cheryl's going home.